rather interesting topic that comes up in Six Parashot, although not Nagei L'Maisa too much. And that is that there's a concept which comes up many times in the Torah. The Torah tells us many, many times in various different ways not to engage in any activities, to try anything supernatural, the Nisar of Nichosh, the Nisar of Kishuf, Ma'inin. Many types of activities people did over the Dairis, they did all sorts of acts which were not, again, Dveikus B'Hashem, they were all sorts of other activities. They were trying to speak to other Kaiches, or Bidas, or May, whoever the understanding of the issue is. And Klal Yisrael told repeatedly that that's not the way we go, we're not allowed to do that, and there are specific Yisurim that one cannot engage in such activities. Now, there's a question, which I'm end up asking that way, as far as B'Nayach, what B'Nayach status is as far as the Yisurim, we come out, Alocha, that B'Nayach as well, by and large, it is forbidden for B'Nayach to engage in such activities as well, not only a Yid, a guy as well has his Halachas, and he's not allowed to engage in such activities. Now, it leads to two very specific questions in this week's parasha. The first question is that when Eliezer goes to find a wife, so he says, he'll tell her, he said, I'm going to go find a wife, he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll go ahead and I'll say, look, I'm going to ask for a drink, and if it happens in this manner, then I'll know it's the right one. And if it happens in that manner, then I'll know it's not the right one. Generally speaking, there's a textbook, the Gemara goes so far as to say, there's a textbook case of Nichosh. Nichosh is when you look at a random event and you say, you know, if A happens, then it's a good day, and if B happens, it's a bad day, and some sort of random event, that is an Isser Deraisa. And the Gemara again says, this is a prime example of how one would be over the Isser. That being the case, you know, if Benayach is Muzer as well, how could Eliezer, who was not a Yid, but how could he go ahead and engage in such an activity? And Rishayim deal with this question. And here it's pretty easy to deal with the issue. There's a number of different answers offered. One of them is that he's talking B'derech Tefillah. He's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't looking at any other forces and trying to ascribe power to any force. He's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and from according to many opinions, when he talks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a siman, there may be grounds for a heter. A more easy way to deal with it, and as the Ran and other Rishayim say, is that the general issur is when one deals with random signs. You know, if an animal goes right, then it's a good day. If an animal goes left, if something crosses my path, these are random things that have no bearing on anything. Here, the simanim he made were clearly fashioned to give off implications whether or not she was roy to be an Ein B'Yisrael. By going ahead and saying, I'm going to test her midos, yeah, it's true, he was putting a lot of stock in the sign. But on the other hand, it was very much based on the chachma figuring out exactly how she would conduct herself. And the Beis Levi goes through quite a few examples of how the raya is built, raya upon raya, within the fine-tuning of this act, how she would conduct herself. That in itself would show whether or not she was roy. So to do a simon in such an eifin wouldn't be a problem. And the Gemara says this case is a case of nichosh. It means when you make such a certainty, a statement with certainty, that if A happens, then A, and B, then B, that certainty is a case of nichosh. But in Eliezer's specific case, there was no problem whatsoever because, again, he was doing al derech seichel. However, perhaps a case which is more difficult to understand is the end of the parasha, Ravinu says, and sends off the Bnei Apilagshim. And he says, you know, Yitzchak is going to be here. I'm going to have all my Yerusha through Yitzchak. He's going to be Klal Yisrael, so he come through this track. And everyone else I'm sending off, they shouldn't get in the way, send them out of the way. He sends the Bnei Apilagshim, Ked Malaris Kedem, sends them far off, and he gives them matanais. What were these matanais? Clearly he didn't give gold or silver, the Mefarshim point out, because he gave everything, the Pasuk says earlier, he gave everything to Yitzchak. What did he give? Rashi says he gave them Shemus, Atoma, and Shedem. So he went ahead and he tells his kids, look, I'm sending you off, I want to give you a present. Here are the names of how to deal with Shedim and all sorts of Kedem Satoma. And this is a gift I'm giving you, now you know how to manipulate the system, you can go ahead and do this. And he sends them off to the Far East. Very strange. His children are obviously, he wants them to conduct themselves in the right way. A Benayach can't do these things, so why would Avraham Avinu go ahead and send them something, tell them instructions how to do something, which is Aser? And Bechlal is really very enigmatic. What was he trying to accomplish? There's nothing better Avraham could give them to send them off? So the Be'er Sheva says, very nice chat here, he says that the idea was certainly Avraham Avinu had no intent that his children should go engage in any form of Kishuf or Nichosh or Shedim or anything else of the sort. He said, look, Yitzchak has to be the one to be the Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. I have to send them away. When I send them away, I realize there's a danger. They're going to go off to the Far East, they're going to see people doing all sorts of funny stuff, and these things look very impressive. They're going to see people predicting the future, making all sorts of nisim and maizim, and the nature of people is, when you see magical things, you get overawed. You say, wow, must be something to it. So Rav Avinu said, look, I'm going to tell you the whole system before you start. I'm going to tell you the coding behind the whole system. It's very simple. Anyone can do it. It's not a big deal. We don't do it. It's us to do. You should know when you see it. Don't be in a spell. Realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and everything you see out there is just a big hoax. There's nothing to it. If you do that, you'll be okay even when you're far away from being together with the Rav and Yitzchak.